Jin here， 英语文备课终要开杠咯。最近地震有点多呢，朋友们平安吗？ There was an earthquake during my class today. 今天上课的时候发生了地震。Earthquake， 地震。There was an earthquake， 有地震。During my class today， 今天上课的时候。There was an earthquake during my class today. 今天上课的时候发生了地震。It was a mild quake and I didn't feel it at first. Mild, 轻微的。It was a mild quake. 那是一场轻微的地震。And I didn't feel it. 我没有感觉到。At first, 一开始。It was a mild quake and I didn't feel it at first. 那是一场轻微的地震，我一开始并没有感觉到。Later, students felt panic when seeing the projector screen shaking vigorously. Panicked, 惊慌失措。Later, 后来 students felt panicked, 学生们感到惊慌失措。When seeing the projector screen, 看到投影布幕 shaking vigorously, 剧烈的晃动。Later, students felt panicked when seeing the projector screen shaking vigorously. 后来学生看到投影布幕剧烈的晃动，开始惊恐慌乱起来。就像我一开始说的，那是一场轻微的地震，但是摇晃的投影机加上晃动的布幕，视觉感官上面呢，瞬间就加大了地震的强度。It was quite impactful and then that a discussion among them. Impactful, 有影响力的。It was quite impactful, 这影响力很大。And then, 并且 led a discussion, 引起了讨论 among them, 在他们当中。It was quite impactful and then led a discussion among them. 这影响力很大，就开始引起了大家的讨论。投影布幕的晃动放大了实际地震的强度。学生们开始叽叽喳喳讨论起地震来，我只好拿起麦克风请他们安静。Using the microphone to calm them down was a smart move. They settled down quickly. Settled down, 安静下来。Using the microphone, 使用麦克风 to calm them down, 让他们安静下来 was a smart move, 是聪明的做法。They settled down quickly.他们很快的就安静下来。Using the microphone to calm them down was a smart move. They settled down quickly. 用麦克风让他们平静下来是一个明智之举，因为我一个人的声音是没有办法压过他们全部的声音的。但还好有麦克风，那他们就很快的安静下来。因为地震不大，所以我们就坐在座位上等待地震结束。During a mild earthquake, staying seated and waiting for it to pass while remaining calm is often the safest course of action, especially if you are indoors and away from any potential hazards. Hazard, 危险。During a mild earthquake, 在发生轻微地震时 staying seated, 坐在座位上 and waiting for it to pass,等待地震过去 while remaining calm, 并且保持冷静 is often the safest course of action, 常常就是最安全的做法 especially if you are indoors, 特别当你是在室内 and away from, 并且远离 any potential hazards, 任何潜在的危险。During a mild earthquake, staying seated and waiting for it to pass while remaining calm is often the safest course of action, especially if you are indoors and away from any potential hazards. 在发生轻微地震时，特别是在室内，而且已远离任何潜在危险的时候，保持冷静，坐在座位上，等待地震过去，常常这就是最安全的做法。在等待当中，我就问会考生，还记得当地震发生的时候应该怎么做吗？ 会考生说，首先要趴下，讲完他就趴在桌子上。Yes, on the desk. Hello. Of course they know the proper safety procedures, which are drop, cover, and hold on. Procedure, 常规步骤。Of course, 当然 they know, 他们知道 the proper safety procedures, 安全的正确的安全步骤 which are drop, 就是趴下 cover, 掩护 and hold on, 以及稳住。They know the proper safety procedures, which are drop, cover, and hold on. 他们当然知道正确的安全步骤就是趴下、掩护和稳住。那趴下的话是压低身体找掩护，不是趴在桌子上。那当然这只是开个玩笑啊，但是会考生嘛，你知道的，他总是把握每一个时间来搞笑。本来呢，今天要和朋友们分享的是另外一个主题，但是半夜被地震警报吓醒之后就很难入睡了。想一想，不如和朋友们一起复习地震演练啦。It's crucial to stay prepared and know what to do in such situations. Now, let's recap the safety measures. Drop, cover, and hold on. 趴下，掩护，稳住。These three actions are crucial for protecting yourself during an earthquake and reducing the risk of injury. 经历地震真的很可怕，但是做好准备可以让伤害降到最小。那么今天的英语文备课中说故事聊烘焙就聊到这里。Stay safe, everyone. Bye.